The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello and welcome to Reflections Day by Day, a program from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm George Douglas. For the next half hour, I'll be reading from the appointed daily scriptures and a brief commentary from the publication Forward Day by Day, a daily devotional for disciples. This booklet is intended for any Christian or non-denominational reader and is affiliated with the Episcopal Church, USA. Our readings on this program cover the week of Monday, February 6th through Sunday, February 12th, 2023. The commentary for the month of February was written by Paige Pelfrey, a member of Christ Church in Guilford, Connecticut, where she lives with her three children and two cats. She teaches high school world languages and is passionate about mission, community service, and finding scripture and the baptismal covenant in everyday life. The commentary for Monday, February 6th, begins as follows. It's from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 58, verse 1a. Shout out, do not hold back, lift up your voice like a trumpet. And the commentary as follows. I have always kept good news quiet. I didn't tell anyone where I was applying to college or if I was a finalist in a contest. I did this because I didn't want to have to talk to people if it didn't work out. I'm still like this. I'm not telling anyone about these devotions until after they have been submitted, the writer says. I think it's because I don't want to hear the I'm sorrys or feel like others are pitying me. Even if I'm disappointed, I can still be happy for others. I can pray, thy will be done, and know God had a different plan for me. Isaiah tells us to shout out, to not hold back, to lift our voices like a trumpet. There will always be those people who prefer to keep everything private, and I respect them, but I am trying to live into Isaiah's call. Good news is a good thing. Sad news? Well, there is no denying it happens, but something good is coming along. If something happens, tell it, shout it, own it, be grateful. We need to know that others are happy, to share in their joy, and to know that we too will have good news to trumpet. And now I'm going to read from the entire scripture from Isaiah for today, and that is Isaiah 58, verses 1 through 12. Shout out, do not hold back, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight, and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush, and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to lose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. And the moving forward question for this Monday, February 6th, share the ultimate good news with a friend or neighbor and shout it out. Now we'll turn to the commentary for Tuesday, February 7th, and it begins with a passage from the second letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 14. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. The 2019-2020 school year was my 22nd year of teaching. Over the decades, I have taught students of all ages through five presidents and even during an earthquake. Teaching is my calling, my vocation, my love. My students have always been the treasure entrusted in me, and the Holy Spirit is in my classroom. I wasn't prepared to have it taken from me in March of 2020. I had 30 minutes to grab what I needed to possibly teach from home for the rest of the year. It was one of the saddest days of my life. What I came to realize throughout those first months of pandemic teaching was that the Holy Spirit continued to live in me, and I was still guarding my treasure. Yes, we had to learn how to be alone. We had to work on-time management. We had to get used to cameras and uploading Google documents. I was able to carry on during those first months because my students, my treasure, needed guarding, and God was still with us, always. And now I'll read the full passage from the second letter of Timothy from Paul, and this is Chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, for the sake of the promise of life that is in Jesus Christ, to Timothy, my beloved child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. For this reason, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is within you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather a spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. Do not be ashamed, then, of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God, who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. This grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher, and for this reason I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know the one in whom I have put my trust, and I am sure that he is able to guard until that day what I have entrusted to him. Hold to the standard of sound teaching that you have heard from me, in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. And the moving forward question for this day is, what or who are the treasures you guard with the help of the Holy Spirit? The commentary for Wednesday, February 8th, begins with a passage from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. And in the case of an athlete, no one is crowned without competing according to the rules. 10 years ago, I ran a marathon, but no one just runs a marathon. It takes prayer, discernment, friends, and a training schedule. As with my morning devotions, I followed a schedule. I had it taped to the fridge, 3 short runs during the week, longer runs on the weekends, and some cross-training in between. I seriously stuck to those rules. I didn't eat a lot of junk food. I didn't hit my alarm and go back to sleep. I checked the boxes off on my fridge schedule. On race day, I was ready when the flare gun went off, and it was amazing to cross the finish line. My favorite part of the story, I crossed the finish line with a 77-year-old great-grandfather. Does your overall time really matter? Absolutely not. Are you crowned because you planned, trained, prayed, and finished? Absolutely. This is how I approach everything: my job, my children, my devotions, and my exercise. Keep the rules. And now I'm going to read the entire passage for this day from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 15 through chapter 2, verse 13. You are aware that all who are in Asia have turned away from me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes. May the Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. When he arrived in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. And you know very well how much service he rendered in Ephesus. You then, my child, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me through many witnesses, entrust to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well. Share in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving in the army gets entangled in everyday affairs. The soldier's aim is to please the enlisting officer. And in the case of an athlete, no one is crowned without competing according to the rules. It is the farmer who does the work who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so that they may also obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is sure: if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And the moving forward question for this Wednesday is, do you have a schedule for prayer? If not, try setting one up for the week and see if it improves your spiritual health. And the commentary for Thursday, February 9th, begins with a continuation of 2 Timothy. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24 and 25a. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, patient, correcting opponents with gentleness. I once had a difficult student. He was a native Spanish speaker and had taken my class for the Easy A. I asked the English as a second language teacher about him. She cautioned, "Getting in his face is going to get you nowhere." I never once forced him to do anything or acted like I knew more than he did because I was the teacher. When the students turned in essays about their favorite day, his was beautifully written, but without a single accent mark. I casually asked him, "Would you like to learn the accent rules?" I held my breath and prayed. He shrugged indifferently. After 5 seconds, his energy shifted, and he said he'd like to learn. I made a copy of the essay and showed him where they went. His written Spanish included the accents for the rest of the year. "Getting in his face is going to get you nowhere" became part of my life philosophy and remains with me today. Be kind, be patient, correct with gentleness. And now I'm going to read from the entire passage, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 26. "Remind them of this and warn them before God that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by Him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. Avoid profane chatter, for it will lead people into more and more impiety, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth by claiming that the resurrection had already taken place. They are upsetting the faith of some, but God's firm foundation stands, bearing this inscription, 'The Lord knows those who are His,' and 'Let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness.' In a large house there are utensils, not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for special use, some for ordinary. All who cleanse themselves of the things I have mentioned will become special utensils, dedicated and useful to the owner of the house, ready for every good work. Shun youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with stupid and senseless controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kindly to everyone, an apt teacher, patient, correcting opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant that they will repent and come to know the truth, and that they may escape from the snare of the devil, having been held captive by him to do his will." And the moving forward question for this Thursday is correcting with gentleness a challenge for you? Practice deliberate patience this week. Now let's turn to the commentary for Friday, February the 10th, from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it." My mom is a retired Spanish college professor. She loved her students. We went to their games, plays, and concerts. We had dinner where they waited tables, and if one of them was in film school, they would show us their films. She gave a lot of homework and had high expectations, but she went out of her way to have relationships with her college undergrads. It is because of her that I try to get to games and other school events. I will make it to lacrosse this year. My mother instilled in me the same attitude toward church that was given to her from her parents. We don't miss church. We don't blow off Ash Wednesday. Maundy Thursday is coming. Get that pedicure. If I am having a bad week and ask her to pray for me or a friend or my children, the first thing she asks is, "Did you start with Thy will be done?" I know where I learned it. I believe in it. And I plan to continue. And now I'm going to read from the full passage, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. You must understand this, that in the last days distressing times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness but denying its power. Avoid them, for among them are those who make their way into households and captivate silly women, overwhelmed by their sins and swayed by all kinds of desires, who are always being instructed and can never arrive at a knowledge of the truth. As Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these people of corrupt mind and counterfeit faith also oppose the truth. But they will not make much progress, because, as in the case of those two men, their folly will become plain to everyone. Now you have observed my teaching, my conduct, my aim in life, my faith, my patience, my love, my steadfastness, my persecutions, and my suffering, the things that happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. What persecutions I endured! Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. Indeed, all who want to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, but wicked people and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving others and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. And the moving forward question for this day, a very simple one: do you start with Thy will be done? The commentary for Saturday, February 11th, begins with this passage from Psalm 136, 2b, "For His mercy endures forever." My daughter's autism made some things harder in church. Sure, she could be an angel in the pageant, but reading during a service was challenging. When she was an eighth grader and her middle brother in sixth grade, we had a youth Sunday service that needed readers. How was she going to read in church and not freeze up? She and her brother had done everything together since she was 6 months old. She walked at 20 months. Her brother walked at 9. Psalm reading was no exception. My children read Psalm 136 together. My son read the first line, and my daughter was able to respond with, "For His mercy endures forever." They were able to do this for the entire psalm. That is the way the two of them are. They always find a way to be in sync with one another, and in their relationship, I see God's enduring love and mercy. And now I'll read a few verses from chapter 136 in the book of Psalms. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for His steadfast love endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His steadfast love endures forever. Who alone does great wonders, for His steadfast love endures forever. And the moving forward question for this Saturday, have you thought about being a lay reader? Talk with your priest or your minister about the process. And we conclude this week in program with the commentary for Sunday, February 12th. It begins with a passage from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. Grief is brutal. It shakes us up and changes all the plans we had for the life we knew. It can make us question everything, even our faith in God. Some will ask, if God exists, why is there war? If God exists, why does my daughter suffer from cancer? These questions are understandable, but this verse from Deuteronomy reminds us that God is with us at all times, the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows. I know from experience that some good can come out of grief and that the sting will fade, but I can't say those things to a hurting person. I won't. I never have. Set before all of us are life and death, prosperity and adversity. We grieve, we heal, we keep going, all by the grace of God. And I'll read more from that passage of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, from verse 15. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you, cursed today, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. For that means life to you and length of days, so that you may live in the land that the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And the moving forward question for this Sunday, February 12th, how can you offer comfort to someone who is grieving? And that's all the time we have for today's edition of Reflections Day by Day. I'm George Douglas. Thank you for joining me today for Reflections Day by Day. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Reflections Day by Day is a presentation of the North Carolina Reading Service and is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Please join me for a new program of readings and commentary next week from Forward Day by Day, a publication of forwardmovement.org. Goodbye until next time.